Thank you for joining us for Lakes Region Community Forum, Focus on Food Insecurity. Living in America, especially in the beautiful Lakes Region of New Hampshire, a lot of us don't think day to day about food insecurity, unless, of course, we're hungry ourselves. But there's a lot of hungry people in New Hampshire. And that's where Laura Milligan comes in. She's with the New Hampshire Hunger Solutions. Now, Laura, what is New Hampshire Hunger Solutions?
New Hampshire Hunger Solutions is an advocacy organization. Our mission is basically to end hunger in New Hampshire, and we are doing that in various ways. We like to think of our system of food and nutrition supports like a power grid that moves healthy food through schools and communities to households. But in New Hampshire, the grid is well-developed in some areas and patchy or non-existent in others. What I mean when I say that is the things that should be really the first line of defense against hunger are programs like our federal nutrition programs like SNAP and WIC and school meals and summer meals are really under-enrolled in New Hampshire by eligible people. We're not leveraging the federal dollars that we should be to make sure people are not food insecure. And so we are trying to address that by addressing policy, legislation. So we're trying to increase access and remove barriers to those programs. We're doing public awareness to make people understand that these programs are for all of us. They're there to help us all when we're having a hard time.
Do you think the problem is partly New England pride?
I certainly think that plays a role, but I think that we make it very difficult to access these programs, and we don't really share the information widely. One of the things we worked on in 2022 was reinstating the SNAP outreach program. New Hampshire hadn't had a SNAP outreach program. And what that is just link to the state, a way to help people understand about eligibility for SNAP and actually help to apply. New Hampshire hadn't had a SNAP outreach program, and so we ended up having to seek legislation, and we passed legislation in 2022 that New Hampshire had to have a SNAP outreach program. And just to be clear, that was a no-cost contract. There are no state dollars going into that. The contractor was the food bank. Unfortunately, the contract is stalled at the state level right now, but we hope that it will be released shortly and that the food bank will again be able to pull down the federal dollars. So the food bank raises the dollars and then the state gives the federal match that's available to SNAP outreach programs. That's one way that we are trying to get the word out about SNAP. And New Hampshire Hunger Solutions just tries to bolster that effort. So legislation is one way that we're trying to increase participation and make sure that fewer people are food insecure. Another thing that we do is work with schools to increase participation in school breakfast.
Unfortunately, we know that food insecurity has always been a problem across our country, but right now it's really in the main light because of SNAP. And I believe that a lot of people, when you think of hunger, you think of children, you think of young families, pregnant mothers. But our senior citizens, especially those who live in the Lakes Region and North, they have food insecurity that isn't quite being addressed, whether it's because of transportation, monetary, things
absolutely.
Like that.
They tend to be under-enrolled in SNAP. So we're like 47th in the nation for SNAP access for older adults, according to an AARP study that was done last year.
Which is weird because our median age is on the higher end.
It is. But I think that the problem is that as low as Social Security benefits can be, they are, for purposes of SNAP, relatively higher. So often older adults get a smaller SNAP benefit. And it can be so difficult to apply, it can be stigmatizing, that older adults often feel like it's not worth the effort to apply and get, you know, $24 in SNAP benefits.
They might also feel that guilt. I mean, well, I don't really need it. A young family could use it or a child could use it.
Right, which of course really misunderstands the SNAP program because SNAP really is for all of us. And it's a program that expands to meet the need. It's been an entitlement program.
I think that's part of the problem, too, is that we're calling it an entitlement program. And people think entitlement in a bad way, not in you worked your entire career. You've paid your taxes. You've done your dues. You are entitled to this money because you helped contribute to it.
Right. I think that entitlement is a way of expressing that the program expands to meet the need, that it's for all Americans who have a low enough income to need SNAP. I think you're absolutely right. People don't really understand that SNAP is for all of us. I mean, so many of us right now are just one raised rent or one illness or one accident.
You just take your car in for a routine inspection and they say, oh, you blew the head gasket. There's your nest egg.
Right. Absolutely. I think that people need to understand that all of us need a safety net, and SNAP is part of it. And I think the other thing that I would say about SNAP in particular is that it doesn't just fight hunger. It really fuels our economy. So last year, SNAP in New Hampshire brought $154 million federal dollars into the state. And those dollars are immediately spent at grocery stores and convenience stores. There are more than 1,000 participating retailers, and research shows that every dollar spent on SNAP can generate more than $1.50 in economic activity. And that, you know, again, because people get their benefits on an EBT card that they can only use for food and at local providers. So they're supporting grocers' ability to pay farmers and vendors and staff. And that creates a powerful economic ripple effect. And so the program that's not only important to feeding hungry people, but to keeping New Hampshire's economy going. SNAP benefits monthly in New Hampshire are nearly $13 million.
Wow.
And for every one meal a food bank can provide, SNAP can provide 9. Food pantries just can't possibly absorb the food need vacuum that's left by SNAP, because SNAP, along with WIC and school meals, is part of the nation's food security defensive line. And the emergency food system is already stretched thin, and we really worry that they're not going to be able to absorb this need. More importantly, SNAP gives people the dignity and resources to buy locally the foods that meet their family's nutritional and dietary needs. Pantries rely on people having transportation, knowing where to go, and being able to access them during limited hours. That has major barriers for older adults, for people with disabilities, for rural residents, for people who work during the day. Transportation is a big barrier in New Hampshire. There are very few cities in New Hampshire that have public transportation. Even if there is public transportation, it doesn't go to where the food pantries are. I'm hearing that from across the state, that transportation is a really big need. And I think that it doesn't help people who are food insecure that the prevailing narrative in New Hampshire is that we're a rich state and there's, you know, no poverty here. Unfortunately, it's just not true. We have smaller rates of poverty than some other states, but there are deep pockets of poverty in New Hampshire. And the families and individuals who are living in poverty, it makes our legislators not attuned to addressing food insecurity, and it makes it even more stigmatizing for people who are living with hunger. I sometimes think that there's almost nothing that's more stigmatizing than being poor, which is really awful because we have a system that doesn't pay people enough. One of the things about SNAP to know is that most of the people on SNAP who can work are working. And the reconciliation bill that was passed in July will significantly weaken the SNAP program. So, for example, as relates to older adults, used to be that adults 18 to 55 were subject to work requirements for the SNAP program, and now it's going to go all the way up to 65. And the work requirements, there's lots of research that shows that the work requirements don't really help connect people to work. They just create red tape that makes it really hard for people to stay on the program. So you can imagine that if you had 2 part-time jobs trying to feed yourself or your family, now you have another part-time job of having to report to the state where you're working and when. And there are many other changes, including a downshift in costs to the state. So starting October 2026, the state is going to have to pay 25% more to run the SNAP program. And so New Hampshire Hunger Solutions will be advocating in this year's legislature to make sure that we can come up with those dollars to run the SNAP program, because it's so, so important. And this crisis is showing how important the SNAP program is to New Hampshire, because the charitable food system just doesn't have the capacity to meet the need. You know, nor should they. This is a federal program that's created to meet need and help states. And just looking forward, the following year in October of 2027, states may have to pay a portion of the actual benefits, which have always been 100% federally funded. So depending on the state's error rate, which is when either the state or the recipient makes a mistake. Here I'm talking about honest mistakes. I'm not talking about fraud. There's almost no fraud in the SNAP program. It's so carefully monitored.
It's very difficult to get it when you deserve it, let alone if you don't.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's hard to realize that people who are trying really hard, who are working really hard, are not able to make ends meet. I think we like to think of our country as fair, that everybody has the same chance, but unfortunately, that's not really true. And many people in New Hampshire are having a hard time right now. The cost of goods and services, the cost of housing has gone up substantially, the cost of childcare has gone up substantially. Everybody knows from going to the grocery store that food has gone up substantially. So all of this affects food insecurity in our state, and our federal nutrition programs, while they help, the thresholds for those are pretty low. So there are plenty of people who are having a hard time who are just above the levels for SNAP or school meals or some of the other programs. I think that the programs that exist for our older adults are doing the best they can. We're neither maximizing the federal dollars that ought to be flowing to the state, and we're underfunding those programs.
Where can people find out more about the New Hampshire Hunger Solutions?
So we have a website, NewHampshireHungerSolutions.org, and we are asking people to reach out to the Trump administration and the USDA.
Thank you, Laura, so much. I did not know that SNAP actually brought millions of dollars into our economy here in New Hampshire. When people receive their SNAP benefits, that gets reinvested in our farmers and our local businesses. I was not aware of that. So I learned something new. There are a number of resources out there if you or someone you love is food insecure. There's Hands Across the Table, which offers a free hot weekly meal every Wednesday night at the St. Andre Bessette Parish Hall. There's Restoration Acres in Meredith, who is a nonprofit that has a farm stand where you can go and get prepared meals or fruits and vegetables. The positive thing about this is that we do live in an amazing community that is kind and empathetic. So if you or someone you love is food insecure, don't be afraid to ask for help. I want to thank everybody who contributed their time to today's Lakes Region Community Forum focus on food insecurity, and I hope that it's been enlightening to you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Heather. We hope this information you've heard today has shed some light on a very important topic, food insecurity. Here at Lakes Media and Lakes FM Radio, we take our commitment to the public and to serve our community very seriously. So, if you have a topic you think we should cover as your community radio station, please reach out to us. Community@lakes1015.com. That's community@lakes1015.com.